This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
I thought there was a new album at that time, but I haven't heard anything since then. Right. So, yeah, so... But so she is still sort of releasing albums and performing. So
oh, good.
That was definitely last year. Now we have in the studio our next guest with us, David. We've got Elnaz Shagalani, but I think I've got that completely murdered the last part of it. But Elnaz, welcome to the show. And
thank
I'm sorry, you.
You
can probably correct me on how your surname is pronounced. But Elnaz is a performance artist.
Yes.
But you was originally, I think, was a puppeteer back in Iran.
Yes.
But now is just generally performing artist. Now, you're here to talk a little bit about the Refugee Festival. You got an exhibition in that.
Yes.
And that starts here in Melbourne on the 9th of March. Now, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, we like to start off the show a little bit by just talking, find a little bit about you and your background. So, and what we normally like to start off with is how you got interested in performing art.
Yes.
And how did, you know, where did your love for that come from? But for you also, it's an interesting, I suppose, perspective too, because, you know, how did that transform to when you came to Australia from Iran as well? So
true.
just let us know, where did your love for arts come from?
I don't know exactly. It's a question that probably we all have when we do art, because there is a huge amount of ambiguity in what you do all through your life. But I think that perhaps we're born as an artist, but because I just you feel that you're in direction of some kind of receiving knowledge. It's a strange state, but your motivation is to make. You use your hand, your feeling works more and things like that. So I think the first time that I did, I made a puppet, I was 9 years old, and my father was sitting across the room. He's a very lovely guy, and at the moment he's with me, so we're quite close. And he was just looking at me and reading newspaper. After 2 hours, he said to me, "Darling, your hand moves like an artist." I think that he gave me an idea to become an artist.
So you were doing puppeteering, I suppose, right from the very beginning as a child. And when you say artist, what sort of art did you, what medium did you go into? What sort of art did you start doing?
I was growing up thinking I'm a visual artist. That's the thing. We don't know what we are. You're expanding yourself. And if you are in a perhaps more privileged situation, if your parents or the environment allow you to try different things, you become more skilled. But I think that most of the artists, they have diverse range of interest. So I was making things because my parents, they both made things. So that was, for me, it wasn't a huge deal. You can make a plan to make things. So that was the first step that gave me the liberty. But then I started to draw things and write things. But I never really took my writing very seriously, because most of the Iranians are poets. So you are in a great, you know, competition. Every can read and write and things like that. So they want to do something that other people, they don't do as much, perhaps. But when I went to the uni, strangely enough, Iran is... so we have concours, which is a French word for this great exam that you do for 4 hours and a half, I think, is a kind of torturous position to be in. And then they give you the different level, you know, number.
Yep.
What you accepted in. And I got accepted in visual art and theater, and I failed in a practice based of the visual art, and I got into theater that I didn't know much. So it started off as some kind of coincidence. But last night I was meditating and sitting in my room, and I thought, such a great turn, because I truly am a theater person, and I can't see myself sitting and just merrily drawing things.
So that exam knew more about you than you did at that time, really, didn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Wow. Oh,
yeah, that's amazing.
So what brought you to Australia?
Look, number of reasons. It wasn't a sudden decision.
Mm.
I think I generally felt threatened as a woman. I think that generally women feel threatened everywhere. Now I know. But back then, I felt more threatened, because I'm not... my business in this world wasn't any concern of the regime that I was growing up with, religion is not my concern as much. And I didn't even want to be referred as a woman or man or, things like that. But I was just constantly before you even find yourself, you have a category of some kind. And I didn't like it. Right from the start, I didn't like it. And I was just keep saying that I have to leave. I found myself in the wrong place. And also, I have a very... my father helped me to expand my vision as he studied in England for such a long time.
Oh, okay. So he was in England when you were back in Iran, was he? Or
he tried to take us there back then, because I was born in 1979. That's the year of revolution, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I born there. I was, and right after that war starts in Iran. I think it's 1980. So I was growing up there for 8 years. So during that time, before the war gets very, horrific.
And what was your father doing in England?
My father worked there for Rank Xerox. Back there, it was a company that they were doing the photocopy. And so he was just very technical. He's an engineer, so he's traveled around. He worked, and his friend, they were there, and he felt very comfortable with the language and culture, because back and forth they were working with English people back.
Yep.
Before the revolution.
Yeah, and so the rest of the family were back in Iran, and your dad was in England. Is that right?
Before he got married,
yep.
He was there.
Oh,
and then
okay.
He went back again when he had family.
Right.
But he didn't stay there for long after he had us. He's truly in love with his children. He couldn't stay.
Yeah. So what brought the... Would the whole family come to Australia?
No.
No, just you?
Yes.
Wow. Well, that's a big move to do that by yourself.
I'm doing big moves. I'll try.
Why not? It's time to do it.
Now you said
that you felt threatened as a woman. Is that because you felt like you were being pushed down a path? Like it was only certain things you could do being a woman in Iran, or was it just generally just you just felt you wanted more freedom elsewhere or something different?
Look, the right of the society, and it gives you the concept that you get from the society. It tells you how far you can go.
Okay.
And so I knew not my family, and that wasn't the matter. After I just left the nest, I had to, face the world out there. I didn't believe that I'm a half of a man. I didn't believe that I have half of the intellect. Mm. I know that I'm smaller than men and they can beat me up if they want to. But that's not the thing. In terms of intellect, in terms of the capability, in terms of understanding the situation, the rest, I didn't believe that. So I have to fight for it. Mm. And especially when you think that you have something to do in this world, you find yourself in a position that you feel I'm here for something.
Yeah. Mm. And so you moved to you came to Australia, and Melbourne was the first place?
Absolutely. Mm.
And was that something that you thought about, you wanted to come to Australia? Or
yes.
And so how did it all, when you got here, did you start doing performing art again, or how did it all start again for you here in Australia?
Oh, that's a beautiful story. So I came to Australia, it was 2007, I'm 27, I come here. It was a new start. I wasn't quite sure if I can continue being an artist, again, as a wonderful coincidence, I met an Iranian academic, Mahmad Eidani from Melbourne University, and he introduced me to Lloyd Jones and Liz Jones in La Mama Theatre.
Wow.
And they are gorgeous, fantastic people. And they are my second parents, and I have so much respect for them. So La Mama Theatre, in fact, gave me on and off opportunities to perform. And then Liz Jones kindly talked to me, and she gave me my first gig to make my own show. And that continued. And now it's 12 years that they're looking after me, and it's my home. I have so much respect for that place.
Fantastic. And in this festival, the Refugee Festival, what are you doing? What's your performance piece?
My background in performing, because I did, I was in academia for past 6 years. So I've worked directly with the ancient text, with a style of performing arts that exists in Iran. It's dramatic storytelling is called Naqali. So I was developing that. But for the Motley Bauhaus, I decided that for first time perform one of my own pieces in Farsi English. So I made the music for it, and I wrote the choreography in terms of style, exaggerated form that belongs to the style. And I'm doing this show that is called the Iranian Bauhaus. What do you think about that?
As in Bauhaus that we know? Yes. Right. Wow.
That's the only Bauhaus.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know, but you know, I don't see Iranian and Bauhaus in the, you know, because it was such a movement back. When was it? In the '50s, 40s, and 50s. Mm. Yeah, wow, a great
Bauhaus,
concept.
What I know about Bauhaus, which is fascinating, because Bauhaus was a school that everyone now that even they want to say we are so avant-garde on your age, they refer to it. But Bauhaus set forward. In different art, some kind of a structure for representing what it existed before, and it was so new in that still we are wondering why they thought the way they thought, and the reason I called my show Bauhaus because the kind of puppets that I make and all this time that I spend being this person in my own cave, in my own studio, making, that I think that I have something original with the structure and understanding how puppets has to work with the human. And that's the reason. I have a structure of my own.
Mm. And you have puppets within your show?
In this one?
Yep.
I have a theatre installation, puppet installation that is in the theatre space in the Motley. But I don't think that I'm going to heavily... Generally, I use so many puppets, but not this time. I'm focusing on movement.
Okay. Oh, it's movement. Right. Sounds absolutely fantastic. And when's it on?
9th. It's the start on 9th of March and it continues to 15th.
And where are you performing?
The Motley Bauhaus in Fitzroy. And
it's Scotchmere Street in Fitzroy North.
Thank you so much. I still don't know where I am.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for
And what an interesting performance. Can't wait to see it.
Please do come.
Yeah,
I'll be
we
very
will.
Happy to see you.
And so the festival is on through that whole period. It's a refugee festival, and you can find out more information.
Exactly. They have the calendar. I have an actual calendar here, but they have it on the website. The website is beautifully designed, so you can approach everything. I have a workshop as well that I teach dramatic gesture of Persian storytelling, and that goes for 3 days. And eventually, students or people that they participate, they're going to have a performance.
Right. Fantastic. And all that, of course, is on the website.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming
in.
Thank you, Eleanor. It's Eleanor Sheshkelani. I forgot the shesh. Sorry about that. Sheshkelani, who's here. I was talking about her show at the Iranian Bauhaus in.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.